This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for Mike Pence with some surprise support from important donors for his incipient campaign. It's an incipient campaign getting ready to start, but is it insipid? Does he have a real chance? Or as George Will just told us, does he have this problem of not being well-liked by Trump supporters because he appears to have been unfaithful to Trump, disloyal to Trump on January 6th and afterward discussing the events of January 6th? And also for the people who are not fans of Donald Trump, and that is a significant part of the Republican base, it's about 25% of Republicans who say they do not support Donald Trump for the presidency and will not support Donald Trump for the presidency, but people like that also have very little attraction toward Mike Pence, who was a very loyal vice president, after all. There is also the story of John Durham. There's a good summary in the AP where they point out that special counsel John Durham found that the FBI rushed into its investigation of ties between Russia and Trump in the 2016 campaign and relied too much on raw and unconfirmed intelligence, as Durham concluded a four-year probe that fell far short of the former president's prediction that the crime of the century would be uncovered. While the report vociferously criticizes the FBI, the agency has already taken corrective steps following a probe from an inspector general. Still, Durham's findings are likely to amplify scrutiny of the FBI at a time when Trump is again seeking the White House, as well as offer fresh fodder for congressional Republicans who have launched their own investigation into the purported weaponization of the FBI and the Justice Department. This is the CNN offered a report on the Durham report. And here is what they had to say. This is clip three.
The lack of any new prosecutions, that stands out because we were expecting, or certainly we were led to believe by the former president, by the former administration, that this investigation was going to find crimes. They were going to find conspiracy by the deep state to go after Donald Trump. John Durham concludes here is that there was no necessarily political bias. What he says was there was confirmation bias, and there were mistakes by the FBI, some of which were already detailed in an Inspector General report back in 2019. I'll read you just a part of what Durham says. He says, in short, the FBI discounted or willfully ignored material information that did not support the narrative of a collusive relationship between Trump and Russia. And he also goes on to say an objective and honest assessment of these strands of information should have caused the FBI to question not only the predication of Crossfire Hurricane, which is the name of this investigation, but also to reflect on whether the FBI was being manipulated for political or other poor purposes. Anderson, the bottom line from John Durham, though, is that, you know, he doesn't recommend any major changes for the FBI and the way they handle politically sensitive investigations.
Okay, and there is more, but in terms of people who are assuming that there would be something explosive coming out of the Durham report, all 306 pages, this is unclear. This is not something that is happening. CNN is also reporting President Joe Biden is canceling his upcoming visits to Papua New Guinea and Australia due to the ongoing debt ceiling negotiations in Washington. Just an hour ago, I was telling you how important that was. That's what an official from the White House told CNN. Biden will still travel to Japan starting tomorrow as part of what was supposed to be a week-long trip through the Pacific region, but he will come back early enough to, one hopes, proceed with these negotiations that are extraordinarily important to the country's well-being. And, yes, that is very necessary. In terms of Mike Pence, I had mentioned that he had some surprise support from a major donor. The major donor was a Ross Perot Jr., who is the son in Texas of the late third-party candidate, the last really successful, if you can call it that, third-party candidate. The reason I say if you can call it that is Ross Perot got 19% of the vote, and then when he ran a second time in 1996, he got 8% of the vote. Those are very big figures for third-party candidates. And the report in the New York Times is that Pence is looking to mobilize traditional Reagan conservatives, particularly including people who believed, as President Reagan did. Peggy Noonan, who was a speechwriter for President Reagan, wrote a book about the Reagan administration, her time with it, called When Character Was King. And the idea that character counts is going to be a stalwart theme of the Pence campaign. Mr. Pence is also resisting the anti-corporate furies dominating Republican politics, arguing limited government means not interfering in the private sector. He was one of the first major Republicans to criticize Ron DeSantis for his fight against Disney. There's little chance Mr. Pence, writes the New York Times, will receive many endorsements from members of Congress. His team insists that Mr. Pence does not need elected officials to vouch for his credentials. Yet it's also unclear how many Republican donors will back his bid. An early sign of interest came last week in Dallas when the billionaire Ross Perot Jr., a real estate developer and son of the former presidential candidate, hosted a lunch for Mr. Pence with other major donors, according to two people with real knowledge of the direct knowledge of the gathering. Among the hires for the super PAC supporting Mr. Pence is Bobby Sapporo, who led the ground game for Governor Brian Kemp's successful reelection campaign in Georgia in 2022, one of the few bright spots for Republicans in the midterms. Mr. Sapporo promised to replicate that effort with Mr. Pence. And for now, Mr. Pence is signaling that he's willing to do without a staple of Republican campaigns in the modern era, Mr. Trump's smash-mouth politics and constant warfare against the media. Pence said, people want to see us get back to having a threshold of civility in the public debate. Is that true? I think it's true. I hope it's true. And good for you, Mike Pence. And when I say that, when I tell people that I think democracy depends on heavy doses of civility, I get a very visceral response from crowds. And that visceral response is in boo. I think that visceral response is largely supportive. Coming up, we're going to be talking about an ongoing battle about science and the meaning of science. And some of the extreme materialism that is being challenged by all kinds of new discoveries. This with Casey Luskin of the Discovery Institute. We will also be talking about the suggestion that if Biden bows out, how about Michelle Obama? Are serious people really, really talking about her rushing into replace the faltering president and vice president? and more on the homeless issue. All coming up on the MedVet Show. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7. How much will the new tax on gasoline impact your commuting costs? How can a Trojan horse income tax effort be inserted into a property tax relief proposal? And is your local school prioritizing critical race theory over teaching math and reading? Well, Washington Policy Center will keep you informed on everything you need to know about state policy. At WashingtonPolicy.org, you can subscribe to WPC's free Friday newsletter and get the information and analysis you need to stay on top of what's happening in our state. Go to WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Michael Medved Show, we spoke earlier about a Patriot Front march on Washington, D.C., and they attracted some 200 people. That's the estimate. And again, Is it a good thing when a white supremacy group basically takes very extreme and racially biased positions that group can even attract 200 people? No, it's not a great thing. But it sounded like this when they marched on Washington, drumming and chanting and declaring victory just weeks after they confronted in some violent demonstrations a devil-worshipping convention known as SatanCon in Boston. Here's what it sounded like when they took the show to Washington, opposing deviltry. This is clip 18. They are chanting life, liberty, and victory. Has this worked out well? Actually, it worked out very well for the local police because they apparently prevented any violent confrontations. According to the website, the White Nationalist Group claims its activism is intended to assert cultural independence founded in our European race. Which European race, you might ask? No, they think European race in general. The Patriot Front made headlines last month, reports the Daily Mail, when they descended on SatanCon in Boston, where the, quote, largest satanic gathering in history saw furious clashes between the far-right activists and religious zealots. Well, which were which? I mean, who were the far-right activists and who were the religious zealots? A small number of counter-protesters gathered nearby while the white nationalists could be heard chanting life, liberty, and victory. Large American flags, megaphones, and shields were also present as members of the Patriot Front marched. It is unclear if the men were armed as they descended on Washington, and there are currently no reports of injuries or arrests, so fine. yes, not the march was almost entirely male, if not entirely male, and wearing their uniform of dark blue shirts and khaki pants. The group was escorted through the National Mall by police to keep the extremists away from counter-protesters who screamed at the mask-wearing zealots while they paraded through the city. And concerning those masks, Joy Reid on MSNBC had some comments about this rally from the Patriot Front. This is clip 8.
What Donald Trump is once again collecting around him are these fringe QAnon types, extremists, but also, you know, the far right racist corner of the world that are all sort of organized. I mean, this is the same weekend that this happened that neo-Nazis were going to hang out with Trump at Doral. The Patriot Front, as they call themselves, they like masks now when they like to march, marched in Washington. Here they are. They suddenly think masks are okay, marching around in their khakis, Charlottesville style. That happened this weekend.
Okay, it wasn't quite Charlottesville style because they didn't have torches and they didn't boycott or basically surround any religious services as they did at Charlottesville at the local Reform synagogue there. But again, this is not a highlight of confrontational politics in the United States. The idea that the Marine vet who choked Jordan Neely was motivated by racism, there's a powerful column today in defense of Daniel Penny, who is that Marine vet. And a lot of conservatives have stepped forward to defend him. No one more effectively than William McGurn at the Wall Street Journal. But this is what the attorney for that Marine vet on the subway killing of Jordan Neely, who had been arrested more than 40 times in the last 3 years, more than 40 times, was on a list of 50 most troubled homeless people in all of New York City. Here's what the attorney said on behalf of the vet who is facing charges. This is clip 9.
As to race, it's simply not the motivation for Danny. He is the one that put himself in danger. To save who? All the people on that train. The black people, brown people, white people, it didn't matter to Danny. Danny put his life at risk to save all those people. It has nothing to do with race.
Okay, and that goes together with what William McGurn writes today in the Wall Street Journal. He writes, in one of the worst decisions by one of America's worst prosecutors, Alvin Bragg, on Friday, charged Daniel Penny, 24, with second-degree manslaughter. The charge alleges Mr. Penny killed Jordan Neely, 30, by acting recklessly and keeping him in a chokehold too long. Neely was familiar to authorities from his long rap sheet and his presence on a list of the top 50 homeless New Yorkers most in need of help. The real criminals here, the city who knew about this guy and his patterns and merely allowed him to wander around terrifying people. I'm talking about the late Jordan Neely. Now the American people see a prosecutor who can't distinguish between a mentally disturbed man prone to violence and a law-abiding citizen who served his country in uniform. One indication of the public's reaction to Mr. Bragg's charges is the legal defense fund set up for Mr. Penny. In just a week, the Give, Send, Go fund has raised more than $2 million. Mr. Bragg would do well to read through some of the comments. The comments are very supportive of Daniel Penny. We once understood, writes Bill McGurn, that someone who sets off a chain of bad events by an act of aggression is primarily responsible for the sequence of the consequences, even if he didn't intend them. The hard truth is that Jordan Neely set off the course of events that led to his death on the subway. Yes, his death and life was tragic. His mother was brutally murdered by her boyfriend when Neely was 14, which the family says was the beginning of his troubles. But it isn't quite true that he fell through the cracks. And it continues. Question becomes, is any of the fundamental mysteries of life, are they accidental, coincidental, or purposeful? Coming up with a Discovery Institute. We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. The former head of the failed Silicon Valley Bank is apologizing for the bank's failure and the crisis it caused.
I believed in the bank and its mission, and I cared deeply about our more than 8,000 employees and their families. I was committed to our clients and helping them succeed.
Greg Becker told the Senate Banking Committee that the collapse was a shock to him and said he and advisors were working closely together to respond to concerns from regulators. For the first time in 2 months, retail sales are on the rise. The Commerce Department reported today that spending on cars, food, and gas increased 0.4% last month. AAA is predicting air travel over Memorial Day weekend will surpass pre-pandemic levels. According to their holiday travel report, 3.4 million Americans are expected to fly over the holiday weekend. That's an 11% increase over last year and 5.5% more than 2019. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Michael Medved Show. Years ago, we had the distinction of welcoming to our show Professor Richard Dawkins, who is one of the most esteemed, celebrated, well-publicized, and controversial scientists in the world. And Dawkins has gained a great deal of notoriety for his books defending the concept of atheism and denying the existence of an ordered universe. He is a great advocate of the theory of evolution. And there now is a new perspective on an evolution test that Professor Dawkins has been using in his work for years and years and years, a test that he says proves beyond any question of a doubt, beyond any ability to even raise a doubt, that proves that the mechanism of evolution is the source of all life and intelligent life and human beings. Okay, so what's going on? It's the Dawkins test on the block, and we're very pleased to welcome to that discussion Casey Luskin, who is a friend. He is a geologist and attorney with a Ph.D. in geology from the University of Johannesburg in South Africa. He also holds B.S. and M.S. degrees on earth sciences from the very prestigious University of California, San Diego, and has a law degree from University of San Diego, where he has focused his studies on First Amendment education and environmental law. Casey, this is a fascinating and complicated debate. First of all, people hearing about this would say, well, what do you mean debate? Hasn't evolution as a mechanism been proven beyond any question or shadow of a doubt? Why would Richard Dawkins even propose a test?
That's exactly right, Michael, and it's really a pleasure to be on your show with you again. And yes, if you listen to people like Richard Dawkins, who I'm sure, as you said, has been on your show, many of your listeners I'm sure are familiar with him. He's one of the world's most famous evolutionary biologists and also a very outspoken and aggressive advocate for atheism. And if you listen to popular spokespersons for science like Dawkins or, say, Neil deGrasse Tyson or folks like that, they will say that, yes, there is no conflict between the evolutionary science and the scientific data. But when you actually dig into the literature deeply, you find that there are a lot of conflicts. And in this case, we can get into the details. Richard Dawkins laid out a very clear test. He made predictions about what we should find if evolution is true and what we should find if intelligent design is true, on the other hand. And the data did not go exactly as he expected. The data actually fulfills the prediction that he laid out for intelligent design, and it contradicts the prediction that he laid out for evolution.
Okay, so what is the prediction he made for evolution that now we find out has failed?
Yeah, so the test that Dawkins formulated goes like this. He said that if Darwinian evolution is correct, then when you sequence the genes in different species of organisms, then every single gene sequence should give, as he puts it, approximately the same tree of life, or perfect congruency between different trees of life. If you think of those evolutionary tree diagrams that you see in textbooks or in scientific papers or on TBS Nova documentaries, he says that no matter what gene you take, when you compare the gene sequences of different organisms, they should all basically give you the same version of the tree of life. They should all agree with each other. But if idea is correct, on the other hand, intelligent design, he says that the designer could have picked and chosen the best proteins for the job in each organism, and then he says that different genes and different species would not all give the same tree of life. So it's a very simple test. He set up two competing predictions. If evolution is true, we should find perfect consistency between different trees of life based upon different gene sequences in different organisms. And he says that this evidence is so powerful, his word, powerful, that it would prove evolution is true. On the other hand, he gives sort of conflicts, or what we might call incongruency, between different gene-based trees as a prediction of what he calls the alternative to evolution, namely intelligent design. So that's the Dawkins test, Michael.
Okay, so what does it mean if there are incongruent results that are, you would argue, proving ID, proving intelligent design?
That's a great question. What do we mean by what we call phylogenetic incongruency or phylogenetic conflict? So let's get a little bit science nerdy for a second. Those evolutionary trees that you see in textbooks or scientific papers or TBS Nova documentaries, they could be constructed in one of two ways when they construct these evolutionary trees. They can compare the body structure, or what we call the morphology of organisms, and those organisms with a body structure that's more similar are said to be more closely related, and that is then reflected on the tree. Or you can compare gene sequences, where you look at either the nucleotide base sequence in the DNA, or more commonly, the amino acid sequence in the protein. And those organisms with more similar protein sequences, gene sequences, are said to be more closely related. And here's the problem. Different genes don't always give you the same tree. You get similarities in gene sequences between organisms that are basically not predictive if they all shared a common ancestor. Let me give you a quick hypothetical example, okay? Let's say that you and your sister and your next-door neighbor all did a 23andMe test, okay? And you go back and you get the sequences of all of your genes. And let's say then you take one gene. Let's say it's the gene for cytochrome C, a protein that almost every animal has. This gene, when you compare the sequences of the genes between you, your sister, and your next door neighbor, this gene tells you what you might expect. Your gene sequence is more similar to that of your sister than it is to your next door neighbor. Your next door neighbor is more different from you and your sisters than you and your sisters are. And that's exactly what you would expect. This suggests that you and your sister are more closely related to each other than you are to your next door neighbor. But then let's say you take another gene. Let's say it's the gene for beta globin, another gene that's very common in vertebrates. This gene, when you compare the sequences, it tells you something you did not expect. This time, the gene sequences between you and your next door neighbor is much more similar than it is between you and your sister. So even though you're supposed to be much more closely related to your sister than you are to your next door neighbor, somehow this gene makes you look much more closely related to your next door neighbor than you are to your sister. So now imagine we're doing this for dozens, if not hundreds or thousands of genes sequenced across numerous different species. And we're doing a similar kind of analysis like this on the macro scale. What we see is that over and over, you see that one gene will give you one version of the tree of life, one version of evolutionary relationships, and a different gene gives you a different and conflicting, or as we say, incongruent version of the tree of life. And this is exactly what Dawkins says, that evolution does not predict. This should not happen, according to Dawkins, if evolution is true. And he says that this is what intelligent design does, in fact, predict.
Well, why would intelligent design mandate somehow that kind of incongruity? I want to get to that because basically what you're saying is that if this analysis has substance, and by the way, your work on this has just been published in Science Today, a paper by Casey Luskin, and also it's been supported from such leading science journals as Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, Bioinformatics, Molecular Phylogenetics, and Evolution, Systematic Biology, and more. So this is not just a little out-of-the-way discovery, it's potentially an earth-shattering one. Why? We'll get to that coming up with Casey Luskin of Discovery Institute. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon.
Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Portions of the Michael Medved Show are brought to you in part by the Discovery Institute.
And Casey Luskin is with the Center for Science and Culture at the Discovery Institute, where he is a geologist and an attorney with BS and MS degrees in Earth Sciences and his PhD in geology from University of Johannesburg. And again, his law degree from University of San Diego Law School. Casey, we were talking before, and you used the analogy, which I think people can recognize, that it would be very surprising if people got back test results from 23andMe or some kind of popular service that analyzes our genetic background. It would seem to be shocking if all of a sudden you got a closer review and analyzing that your DNA was closer to your neighbor, to whom you're not related, than it was to your sister, who is supposed to be sharing all of that genetic material with you. And what you're saying is some of the recent genomic analysis, some of the recent analysis of the so-called tree of life is showing that that is the case. Why is that evidence if the DNA is very different and the DNA relationships are different from what you'd expect? Why is that evidence of intelligent design?
Sure. So let's start with, So I do think that this kind of phylogenetic conflict is a lot easier to explain under intelligent design than it is under evolution. So here's why, Michael. A core part of Darwinian evolution is the idea of common ancestry, that all living organisms are related. But this data shows that there are all kinds of genetic similarities that are popping up between different organisms in places that are not predicted by common ancestry. Sometimes organisms appear far more similar than they should be to organisms that are supposed to be very distantly related on sort of opposite ends of the tree of life. A biological example would be we find genes allowing for echolocation in both bats and whales, even though they are on very distant parts of the mammalian tree. An evolutionary biologist claims that this is the result of what you call convergent evolution, where
they just happen to stumble upon the same sort of biological solutions to a problem. Just by chance, and also natural selection, just happen to drive them both to the same solution. But what intelligent design would say is that intelligent agents are not compelled to distribute traits as a rule according to sort of an evolutionary tree. They can reuse parts that work in different designs that are very distantly related. So we see this in human technology all the time. Computer programmers will often reuse coding modules in very different programs they're writing because they need to perform a similar function. I can say that I wrote about, 30,000 lines of computer code during my PhD years back, Michael, and I would often just reuse code from one program to the next if it performed the same function I needed to do, even though the programs might have been doing very different things. Engineers will do this. Engineers will reuse similar parts in very different types of technology. So that's why we have wheels on both cars and airplanes. Those are both very different machines. They work very differently overall, but they both use wheels because those are very good engineering parts for allowing something to roll on the ground. Those similarities are in very different types of machines, and they're not the result of some kind of common ancestry. They're the result of intelligent design. So intelligent design can explain why we find these similarities in widely different types of distantly related organisms, because only an intelligent agent can independently reuse parts in different types of organisms to fulfill similar functions. And I think that, you know, evolutionary biology struggles to explain why we're finding these genetic similarities in places among distantly related organisms that they didn't expect to find those similarities in.
And it's fascinating you mentioned the similarity and the connection between bats and whales. One would think that even in terms of habitat, these are extraordinarily different organisms. So what are you saying about the fact that they would both navigate their way through their habitats using echolocation?
Yeah, I think that the fact that these two, as you said, very different types of organisms, one that is, you know, the only flying mammal, and then one, you know, a fully aquatic mammal, and they both use a similar mechanism to find their way. And I would say that the best explanation for that, over sort of, you know, evolutionary explanation, would be intelligent design. That we see that there's been a reusage of similar parts in widely diverse types of organisms to fulfill a similar kind of function. And of course, I'm not saying that the echolocation is identical, but even if you look at the genetic level between bats and whales, you can find some gene sequences that are more similar than you would expect if evolutionary, you know, sort of chance, random mutations, and natural selection were all that were doing the job. I think intelligent design is a better explanation here.
Okay, how is it that we came upon this distinction and some of this surprising research that you're talking about?
That's a great question. So if you go back to the 1960s and the 1970s, when biologists were just starting to understand the DNA of organisms, at that point in time, Michael, they already had these evolutionary trees. At that time, though, the evolutionary trees were constructed using the body structure, you know, the skeletal structure, the morphology, the physical traits of the organism. They had not yet started to sequence the genes of many organisms. But you can read back into the literature from that era from evolutionary biologists, and they said they predicted that once we started to sequence the genes, we would find that the genes would yield the same tree of life that we got from the morphology, from the body structure, and that this would be a spectacular proof of evolution. And so as we got into the 80s and then really into the 90s and the 2000s, we finally started to develop the technology to sequence the genomes of organisms in mass. The Human Genome Project was completed in 2001, and as we develop better and better techniques, we've now sequenced the genomes of really thousands of different organisms. So we just have this huge, you know, I want to talk about this concept of big data. Genomics is now in the big data era. We have so much genomic data from thousands of different organisms that you can quite easily, if you know how to use the tools from the comfort of your own computer, you can compare the genes of different organisms, use software tools, and see what kind of evolutionary tree you get. And what you see is, as we've been discussing, you get one gene will give you one version of the tree of life, and a different gene will give you a very different version of the tree of life. And this is widely recognized in the literature. As you mentioned, Michael, quite a few scientific papers from journals like Bioinformatics, Proceedings of the U.S. National Academy of Sciences, Molecular Phylogenetics and Evolution, all kinds of different journals, Systematic Biology, Current Biology, have talked about the fact that we see these evolutionary, we see this conflict in the genetic data that leads to these conflicts between evolutionary trees.
And wouldn't this also wouldn't this also help to explain what people talk about sometimes as a missing links, the fact that you cannot so readily link the evolutionary development of organisms?
Yeah, so missing links is sort of a popular term, not always used by scientists, but sometimes it is. It often refers to the fossil record, where we don't see these evolutionary transitions between one type of organism and another in the fossil record. But you might perhaps say that there's an analogous thing going on with the genomic data, where you don't see this sort of continuity between organisms, where there's sort of, you know, what you would expect from evolution, a gradual continuity from one type of organism to another with a nice transition. Instead, you see a lot of these conflicts going on.
And that's the kind of conflict that you're reporting about. Where should people go? We want to click on any further information at our website at michaelmedved.com. And do you have a follow-up planned on the material that you published today?
Yeah, people can go to evolutionnews.org at Discovery Institute's website to read about the Dawkins test, and I'm sure we'll be seeing how some of the evolutionists respond. Maybe we would love it if Richard Dawkins would respond. Is he going to change his view of evolution and admit that his prediction was wrong? Will he embrace intelligent design? If he does, I'd love to follow up and see what he has to say.
Well, it would be epic making. Dr. Casey Luskin, appreciate your perspective. Coming up, there's another researcher on an issue that is even closer to home. The issue is crime and policing, and what's the problem with policing in America today, and why are so many people leaving law enforcement? That and more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.